Are you ready for an all-new season of Kind of a Big Deal? An all-new season of Kind of a Big Deal podcast starts May 4th, and we are pulling out all the stops this year. Plus, in June, check out Pridecast 21. This year, we'll have special guests. The host will be in and out, and we'll have some laughter, some sadness, some tears, and a whole nother year of awesome content. So check out Kind of a Big Deal Season 3 coming May 4th. So may the 4th be with you. Stay true. Stay weird, stay queer, and always be a big deal. Bye! Let's take a second to talk about Xtina Paints. Christina Little is a member of the Kind fam. She's very close with Doug and I, and I'm sure she will get very close with Craig once she meets him. If you want to, you can support our friend Christina with her new endeavor, where she takes her beautiful art and places them on real cool products. You can go to Etsy.com/XtinaPaints, and that is XtinaPaints. You can also go to the Facebook page for Kind of a Big Deal Podcast, and the link will be pinned right up at the top. So please support our friend Christina and purchase something from her awesome Etsy store today. Bye! Hey everybody, this is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal Podcast, and I'm so excited to tell you all about our brand new Kind of a Big Deal swag. You can go to millerparks.com right now and check everything out. There's some products on there to support Shell and much, much more to support the podcast. Another way you can support the podcast is by going to anchor.fm/kindofabigdeal. to donate money for us to continue to grow the podcast. Anybody that wants to be a guest can hit us up on our Facebook page at facebook.com/KOABDpod. You can also reach us on Instagram and Twitter at KOABDpod. So stay true, stay weird, stay queer, and always be a big deal. Bye! Hey everybody, this is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. And guess what? I'm excited to tell you. Pride Month is celebrated every June in tribute to those involved in the Stonewall riots. And we're getting ready to dust off our rainbow flags, douse ourselves in glitter, and go join in the fun. With parades, festivals, and concerts going on across the globe, there's always some way for you to get involved, as well as learn more important things about social history along the way. And I'm here to announce it is time for another Pridecast event, and we're releasing it in June for Pride Month. So tune in on June 8th for Pridecast 21 to get your best drag on and let your rainbow flag fly, because bitches, we are turning it up. Bye. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to a bonus episode of Kind of a Big Deal, where Doug and I just decided to sit down and record in between season 2 and season 3.
Yeah, you know, bonus stuff you don't get at work.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm Terry Miller, and
I'm Doug Parks.
And we, like I said, are just sitting down to talk to each other and kind of have some fun as we're transitioning into season 3 and transitioning out of season 2. So, we have a lot of stuff that we are working on and planning and bringing together for season 3. And there's a lot of ideas and a lot of cool things, and I'm extremely excited for it. How are you feeling about it, Doug?
I'm feeling pretty good. It seems like there's a lot of changes going on in the world, and I'm excited to see what's coming, whether it's going to be positive or negative.
Yeah, and that's always the best way to what see things. Is there's changes, and that's the way it's going.
I forget when I wear these pants that they got these little round balls that go to the bottom of the feet, and it's got a drawstring. And when I step on it, I feel like something stuck to my foot.
I would feel it like dragging and be like, ah, snake, and yeah. Freak out. So, I think that with the podcast and everything and, you know, as our lives are getting busier and the podcast is growing and stuff along those sorts, I think that it's also very important to kind of sit down and remember the reason why you started the podcast, remember the reason why you're doing this. And I know that Doug and I have talked about it a little bit, and it's very cool to be able to be open with each other and talk about things, and I really commend him for those efforts in doing that. So thank you, Douglas, for voicing your opinion and being open about things.
Yep, and that's what I'm here for.
So we have like this new setup, and you know, we got some new monitors in the podcast room. Doug's mic doesn't seem to be picking up as well. And so like,
Is it hooked up right?
Yeah, it's definitely hooked up right. I just think that...
Well, don't you control the volumes?
Yeah, I do. But, like, let's see how that works.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm watching YouTube, and there's all kinds of cool stuff on here. I wish I could share it with everybody.
Yeah, so now the mic's picking up a lot better.
Yeah, look up World's Simplest Electric Train. It's a pretty interesting video.
All right. Doug always chiming in with the interesting videos.
Yeah. And not always. It's the first time I did it.
I meant like in normal life, not like on the podcast. And I mean, I had the idea to kind of bring that into the podcast because I think that's a really cool idea. But we're kind of working on that and seeing where it goes. So how was your week, Douglas?
I would rather talk about positive things.
All right, well, let's talk about
honestly, because my week sucked, and I hate my job, and I don't want to get on an angry rant. I just want to, like, talk about fun and stuff and have a good time.
Awesome.
So honestly.
Let's talk about a positive thing. How was that nap you took today?
Oh, that was very nice.
Very positive.
Yeah, the train, we live near a train track, and our landlord actually owns the railroad thingy. Because he's lucky enough to be a millionaire and have his own toy train that's an actual real train. But I like to listen to it. So I had the window open and I put on sleep music to help me just go to sleep. Because on days I don't have to be up at a certain time. Like tonight when I go to bed, I'm going to have my deep sleep music on. And I wake up when the fuck I want to wake up. Just as long as it's by 3 o'clock so we can do a podcast. You know,
yeah. But 4 o'clock technically, but yeah.
Yeah. So like, I got to get about 3 because I need to be awake before I just come down here and do a podcast.
Oh, accurate point.
Yeah. Arr.
It's a little throwback to our old music because I hit the wrong button.
Is there new music? I like the old music. It was almost like Friends.
that what I just played was our old music.
Oh.
Our new music is this. So let's kick off the show officially with the correct music. To the Loosey Goosey bonus episode, where Doug and I are joining each other and sitting down and talking. And Doug's got the bowl, got the good goods.
Hey.
And
that's none of their business, and I'd beg them to stay out of my personal affairs.
And I got the gluten hidden in the car. And we are just joining you to kind of do a in-between season episode, a bonus episode to kind of check in with everybody and see where things are going and how things are. Unfortunately, Gianna/Craig was not able to join us because we just decided to do it on a whim on a beautiful Saturday evening.
And we know that bitch is doing drag somewhere.
Yeah, she is in Texas right now doing her drag, and pretty excited for her and everything that she has going on in that area of her life. And really excited to be able to record with her and a guest tomorrow. So it's going to be a really fun episode. Of course, that will definitely come out for season 3. And this is kind of like that in-between episode. So something really cool that I wanted to bring up. We have a friend that was actually a guest on the podcast. Her name is Shell. And you may know her by her drag persona name, which is actually Shell Bombshell. Or Bombshell. Sorry. Messed that up. Sorry, girl. So, she is actually raising money for her transition surgery. And so, we made some t-shirts to help with the breast augmentation part of her journey. And you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/KOABDpod and find the link to our Shopify store to order those products to benefit her. So we do have 3 designs. You can check all them out on there. If this was a video, I would definitely share them, but it's not, it's audio. So Doug, have you seen the designs yourself?
I've seen a couple of them. I really love them.
Yeah, there's actually 3 of them, so there's not too many designs. I tried to keep it very small. There is some KOABD merch up, and all of the designs include the KOABD.
Did you try to buy logo from the new company we're using?
I have not made a purchase yet. I did get somebody that did make a purchase.
Were they happy with the results? Because the last company was like bad customer service.
Yeah. I haven't actually heard feedback from it. They ordered the the products a couple days ago, and they haven't actually shipped yet. So I am going to place an order for some products to test them out and see what the quality of them are. I think it's very important for us to know what the quality of the products is that we're putting out. So I am going to do that. But right now, you can definitely order those products through our Shopify store to support Shell and give us a little feedback yourself if you'd like. I chose products that were very top rated on the review scale. So I tried to get the best that I could as far as how many stars it was reviewed as. So I'm praying to God that they are good products that we are putting out. The three designs, one of them says, bless these tatas, playing off of the breast augmentation side of things. And it's a fun thing to wear even for breast cancer awareness or something like that. So that's one of the designs. That's what it says. One says, stay strong and beautiful, playing off of our stay true motto that we have at the end of the episodes. And then the other one is actually a design that is escaping me right now, but there's a third design on there that's, it's kind of like a bonus design, something that I came up with, and I was like, well, I'm gonna put this out there and see if people like this design. And it plays off of Shell and also off of the podcast as well. Oh, I'm sorry. It says always be a bombshell. So that's the third design. It says that verbiage on it, which plays off of her drag persona and her chosen name.
Mm.
So go ahead and check those out when you have some free time. Order if you would like. We don't just have t-shirts and hoodies. We also have some other products like coffee cups and things like that for you to choose from. And if there's anything that you're looking for that you would like, just hit us up and we'll design something for you and get it out there so you can purchase it. So enough rambling about helping out a member of the Kind Fam. So this episode is just fun and loosey-goosey. Doug took a beautiful nap today, as we talked in the beginning. I worked at Mom and Pa's and actually had a really good night, Doug. I can say that. It was a really good night. Pretty busy. We got almost a 400 again. Actually, I think we did get the 400 tickets again. So, like, our tickets are numbered throughout the day. And we kind of gauged that on, like, where we got and how much we did. And it kind of seems like Fridays got extremely more busy. And Saturdays are kind of like what the old Fridays used to be. So, you know, raking in that dough, doing really good there. So, what are you checking out on your computer over there, Douglas?
It's called 10 Athletes Who Pooped Their Pants During Competition.
Oh.
Yeah. And when I hit share on here, it goes to your Facebook. So I'm just sharing random stuff on your Facebook.
Oh, okay. You know, there's a thing where you can change the thing and you can put it on the page.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just fucking with you while I was doing it. But you found it, but you found out early. I was hoping you would just open your Facebook later and be like, where did all this shit come from? Did I get hacked?
So, share them. I want to hear. What's the athletes that poop their pants? This sounds like a really good topic.
Share it on Facebook or right now?
No, like talk about it. Tell me a couple of them.
Well, it's not really naming the people. It's kind of showing like, and I'm not good with sports. Here's somebody on the Titans.
Oh, okay.
Long and Matthews, number 60 and something four. And yeah, I see, that's what I like about football, the way the men just, yeah, that guy for the Titans just shits himself. There's a wrestler that does it. There's a cheerleader.
Oh, okay. So multiple different sports.
Yeah, multiple sports, multiple people. And it's just on 10 athletes who poop their pants during competitions. And it's on YouTube. And this guy's like right on this guy's face and shits.
Oh, wow.
This wrestler guy.
All right, so.
I mean, I know there's a lot of people into that, but if you're not into that and it happens to you, that's got to be traumatic.
Oh, definitely. So I'll share it to the podcast Facebook page, and you all can check that out when you have a free moment. We always find so much interesting stuff. I mean, I know that, like, we have a new system, and, like, not a new system, but a new setup. In the podcast room, we did some soundproofing type things to kind of like help that sound as it's bouncing around to not like be like a, you know, wind tunnel or whatever. We do need to fix the chairs I mean, I did get some feedback on that, the creaky chairs. It's like, so like weird noises with the podcast. And I understand, like, for listeners, when there's weird noises or the sound is off, it's hard for you to listen. So we're trying to fix all of that. That's actually Doug's biggest thing, is he brings that up a lot. It's like, oh, I was listening to the podcast and you know, my mic level was kind of off and yours was really high, mine was really low. So listening back is definitely the thing. Yeah, that's your computer.
Why is that?
It's the hard drive.
That's weird. That's annoying. It sounds like the ocean flowing in and out.
I have to.
There's this thing on YouTube. It says, watch this while you're high. It boosts your high. And it shows, oh, it works. Chocolate.
So there's still a couple of things that we're trying to fix and work out. And so just be patient with us. And I mean, we're definitely loving the feedback. We get feedback. Our listeners are fantastic. I don't know if you've caught on yet, but we call our listeners the Kind Fam. And Craig, Doug, and I are the Kind Crew. So we definitely enjoy all of your feedback and everything like that. You want to weigh in on anything, Douglas? I put a computer in front of you, and now you can get on YouTube. So you're kind of intrigued with that at the moment.
I'm not watching that.
Oh.
At the moment, I was inhaling.
And now you're
and exhaling. Holding and then releasing. And now I'm ready to answer your question. What was your question?
I said, do you have anything to talk about or add?
Oh, that's right. You did say that. I had the perfect thing to say too, but I forgot what it was. What was the question? No, I'm just joking.
So, I mean, is it like, I mean, we had a really cool end to season two. If you, I mean, you can, do you agree or disagree with that?
I mean, I personally think it could have been better, but because of COVID, we can't go nowhere and do nothing. Like, I can't wait till we go down to Tennessee and I have 1,000 followers on TikTok, which I need help because I only have 610 and I need to reach 1,000 so that I could do live on TikTok when I go down to Tennessee.
Yes. Yeah,
so and, you know, that's what I want. That's my goal. But, like, we're doing the best we can with what we got.
So definitely follow Douglas on TikTok at DouglasPark7. And you can follow me on TikTok at Terry Clay Miller Jr. And we put up videos for the podcast and things like that. And so we're trying to get our following up to get the podcast out there more. So please go on TikTok and give us a follow. But yeah, and I agree with that. Like COVID and all the restrictions and all that kind of stuff definitely has really made it a lot more difficult for us to give the reaction and stuff that we wanted to for the season finale. We did the best job that we could, but what I really liked about it was in the ending of the podcast and for season two, we kind of went back and we kind of you know, revisited some of the old stuff. And if you heard that noise of me like talking, like what I had already said, Doug was doing a little TikToking. So I like that we kind of went back and we kind of talked about some of the old stuff and where we had started, you know, because you always start from the bottom. Now you're here. I had to throw that in there. But and it's a constant improvement. And I think that it has evolved a lot and it has changed. And that's the really cool part, is to keep your mind open to the involvement and the change. And where we were when we started and where we are now is slightly different, but we're still really enjoying the podcast and really enjoying what we're doing and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, it's the season for bonfires. I wish we had wood. We could have one tonight.
Okay. We can always go get wood.
Nope.
Okay. Well, that idea shit itself real quick.
It's already 1:00 in the morning.
Okay. Rudders is open 24/7.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it. I'm tired.
Okay. But yeah, so that was really all that I was really trying to hit on, you know, for this bonus episode, you know, like trying to like talk through some of the stuff. I mean, I use this as kind of like a processing time and, you know, thinking about things and stuff like that. Really, what I kind of want to put out there is you as the listeners, the kind fam, I am really excited to hear from you guys and get your feedback and start implementing that more into the podcast. Because of COVID, we weren't allowed to do so much traveling. Doug and I do enjoy traveling. And so that's something that we want to do more of and kind of bring that into the podcast, is talking about our travels and where we went and stuff like that. Gianna's doing some traveling now, so he'll definitely be talking about that in season 3, I'm very sure of. And so I think that, you know, that was one of the feedback things, was the travel and talking about, you know, traveling and stuff.
I'm actually
like
kind of excited that at least one of our family members is doing some traveling, because you and I haven't done shit this year.
Yeah.
Not really like worth talking. And, you know, I went down to Ocean City twice, but the one time I just went to make bread pudding with Lauren and was going to hang out with my brother, but ended up not doing that, which was a good thing. And then I went down and seen our next door neighbor, Brenda's family, you know, and I saw them briefly the time I went down to see Lori too, because I stopped there on the way down and like said hi to them and stuff. But yeah, like I didn't get to spend much time there. I came back early. So I just feel like that trip wasn't worth anything, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was worth something.
Yeah. And I wanted to get some me time in. It just didn't happen at all. But which I'm not mad about. But like this weekend, I've just been hanging out here, you know, just because I just needed this time alone. Just get bored with myself, you know, and then maybe I'll deal with some shit.
And that's a really good topic to bring up. And I have a lot of friends that I've met through Facebook and talking to them and stuff like that. And one of my friends messaged me today, and I'm at this stage in my life, and I mean, Doug's also still in this stage where you're sometimes extremely blunt on things because you've went through it and you've learned from it. And this message was something along the lines of, why do I receive this type of reaction while being on dating sites and stuff like that, but I don't feel myself or good in my skin or anything like that? And I have done a lot of alone time in the past few months, and that's really helped me to start loving myself. And people have even pointed it out as being me being a little more cocky. And it's not cockiness, is I'm more confident. Like, you can say what you want to say to me, but of course I have a line because I've learned to set boundaries, but I don't get as offended when you're saying stuff to me as much anymore.
I think we need to make chess pieces that are shot glasses, so that when you're playing chess with somebody, you have to do the shot when you lose.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know how to play chess, so I'm going to be one drunk bitch.
Well, you'll learn.
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, but what did that have to do with being alone?
I don't know. When I was a kid, I think I had ADHD, but it wasn't. They didn't talk about that back then. So I just jump around from one subject to the next.
Yeah. And I actually, speaking of that, I'm going to see a psychologist to get some help with my mental health. So, I mean, that's a piece of it too, was the whole ADHD, adult ADHD, which they put adult in front of it because I'm an adult, which is very weird. I just thought it was still ADHD. But I guess it affects you a little differently as an adult than it does as a child. But yeah, so now, did you have anything to say about the old subject?
About being alone?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like being alone sometimes.
Yeah, I've actually begun to really enjoy it, to be honest. Before, though, like, I was fearful of being alone. And now, like, I enjoy being alone and just relaxing and watching a television show or just laying in my bed, just listening to myself breathe. I mean, I just love it. Taking a bath. Baths are amazing. Take a bath. But, I mean, and, like, on the part of, like, loving yourself, like, and that's why in season three, our whole entire kind of thing to, like, talk about and stuff is I want to talk more about body positivity and loving the skin that you're in and working on that within yourself. And so, like, I made a little hashtag, thick as chic. Thick as chic. So, like, I mean, if you're a little bit more thick and stuff like that, embrace it. Like, it's who you are. You need to be able to love who you are and what makes you you. And I honestly, I think that's why, like, diet fads are so big these days, because we just don't love ourselves. We have a little tiny bit of cellulite, a little tiny bit of fat, whatever you want to call it, and we want to start this new diet trend. And that's not always healthy to do.
I don't know. I was watching Darman. You know how you get hung up on Darman every now and then?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to put this. I'm probably going to get in trouble. But I think, like, I don't, honestly, like, when he has videos about people making fun of people with disabilities and old people, I kind of find it hard to believe that shit like that really happens. And I feel like, why is he making up stuff? You know, there's so many issues out there he could be doing videos on that he's not doing videos on. You know, he only goes, I think he's staying safe by talking about videos like that. When that stuff done, I don't see old people getting made fun of and people in wheelchairs getting me made fun of, because everybody knows that's fucked up. You don't do that shit. You know what I mean? But, like, why don't you do videos about, like, a gay boy coming out and his family treating him like total fucking shit and throwing him out and what he does after that, you know?
Yeah.
Portray stuff like that. Portray stuff like the transgender kids getting picked on when they come to school and stuff like that. Because that's the stuff that's really happening, you know? Focus more on the racism part that's really happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I do agree with you. I think some of his videos, he is being really safe with them. I mean, in the topics that he picks is not something that's going to put him in an uncomfortable position. But in the world that we live in, if you want to have a voice and you want to put things out there and try to make a change, you need to make an uncomfortable situation. And that's literally what you have to do. And especially when you have such a big following like Darman, like, do it. Help people. Build this culture. Bring people together. And yeah, you're going to piss people off, but that's the fun in it. Piss people off, you know what I mean? But you're still helping people.
Yep.
But yeah, I think that, it, like, personally, like, with yourself, like, and this is, like, the biggest thing, like, you know, Mama Ru always says.
Who's Mama Ru?
RuPaul.
Oh.
If you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Can I get an amen?
Amen. I absolutely, not even lying, did not even believe that line when she started saying it. Did not believe it. But now, like, I feel it. Like, I'm like, that is the best line I have ever heard.
But at the same time, now that you've felt it, have you noticed that you stopped where you were to enjoy that moment instead of just letting yourself go to keep going with it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's fine too. Like, a little bit at a time, you know, but you're never going to find a moment where loving yourself doesn't feel good. And like me right now, like, I'm fighting depression, and I have been for a few weeks now, and there's a lot going on, but I'm aware of it, and I know what's going on, so I'm trying to fix it. I'm not, like, falling down and complaining and like, oh, give me medicine because I'm depressed. You know, like, so what? I'm depressed. Like, fucking fix it. That's how I feel. So I'm fixing it, and people around me are noticing that I'm not happy, you know?
Yeah.
And it's situational. And when my situation changes, it'll go away a lot faster than if I just try to find a way to enjoy where I'm at on the way to where I'm going type thing, you know? But I don't know. That's where I'm at. Like, I'm depressed. And I want my situation to be better. And it'll be better eventually.
Also, a key thing in that, too, is, like, you have to fix your shit.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot deal with other people's shit. Just cut it out of your life. You do not need anybody else's drama. You do not need anybody else's stuff on your plate. You know, we are people, and as people, we have so much stuff on our plate. And, I mean, hopefully some of it's food. But you have to draw those lines and those boundaries. And there's some people that you need to get out of your life. There's some drama you need to push out of your life. There's this that you need to push out of your life. You see that, and you find that a lot more when you do love yourself. And if you do have a moment like Doug is experiencing right now, he has some depression right now around things, but he's not stopping. He's not dwelling on the depression side of things. He's trying to use that as a learning experience to say, what do I need to change in my life to make me happier, to make me feel better about myself? And he's putting that plan that he created into place. And that's the best part of learning and growing and developing, is you have to make a plan and put it into place when you're feeling down and you're feeling hurt. And also another thing is talking to people and opening up to people. And that's, I mean, probably the best thing you could do is open up to somebody that you trust. And if you feel like you don't have anybody that you trust, there's so many other ways to find people to talk to.
Yeah, honestly, if I didn't have anybody in my life, and I've been there. I've been living in cities that were new to me, and I didn't know nobody. If you go to NA or AA or Al-Anon or any of those groups, those people will take you in and talk to you, even if you don't have an addiction and you just need a friend. They will take you in and accept you. They're not going to turn you away. You can go to any freaking, probably any gay club, and just talk randomly to people standing outside. You know, you could go to a park and just sit down beside somebody and say, can I talk to you for a minute? And I guarantee you, most of the time, they will listen. They're out there enjoying the park. I mean, don't unload on them with a whole bunch of, like, woe is me crap. Just say, yeah, like, I'm not feeling the best lately. And, like, blah, 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 you know, talk a little bit. If you talk little bits with people, you might get to know them. If they don't want to talk about it, don't sit there and force them. But, you know, I'm always out in public. If you walk up to me and start talking, I'll take time.
Yeah. You know? So, like, on the same line of that is to, like, you know, when Doug and I created this podcast, we created this podcast really to help people and help people have a voice and help people work through things and feel better. And with season 2 and the development of the podcast and the growing of the podcast, we actually created a group, a Facebook group called Kind Fam. And you can go to our Facebook page and you can join the Kind Fam.
Hell yeah. It's a
group for you to talk to people that are going through similar things that you're going through.
And if you reach out to me and want to talk, I'll give you my number to call me. But don't expect the jerk-off session and all that dumb shit, because that's not where I'm at. But, like, I'll talk about, like, random shit you're going through and try to help. It's always an option.
Yeah, it definitely is. And so if you feel like, you know, you're listening to this and you feel like you need somebody to talk to, the Kind Fam already has very It's got very few, but it's got a lot of people on there. Some of our past guests are on there, and including Shell and Katrina, which are both transgender, and they would just love to talk to you and help you through things. And they're such beautiful people. And so use that as a tool. And of course, if you need to reach out to me, Doug, Craig, you can always reach out to us. And we're all members of the Kind Fam page or group, Kind Fam group. And all of us get the messages from the Facebook page. So, I mean, I think that's a really nice topic, actually, is, you know, helping people and being a community and embracing others and loving each other. Well,
maybe I'll start doing my educational series on psychological stuff, how I, like, because I was incarcerated and they had groups in there that had psychiatrists and counselors, and they taught you how to notice or see signs of things that you're dealing with and pinpoint it and break it down and understand it and work through it. And they taught you all that, you know, and you had mentioned before that I seem to get through stuff pretty quick, you know, but that's because I had those tools that were given to me. Not everybody gets them, you know, but they apply to everyday life. If you had the tools to realize, hey, I'm being hit with depression right now. And I know from my past as a kid and stuff that I have situational depression. And if my situation changes, then my depression usually goes away. So I have to figure out in which way to change it and just be proactive on it. You know, what is it I really want? Where am I out of balance? What would fix this? You know, and that just tends to be what I do with things.
And I also think a good point to that too is that not just with situational depression or depression in general to help aid in that, but that's also anything in life. If you don't feel comfortable in a situation, like in a position at a job or at a job in general, like there is nobody that says that you can't change gears and find a different passion, find a different career. I mean, there's people that are going back to school at 50 years old, like find something that is intriguing you at that time in your life and embrace that and work towards it. And there's no harm in changing career paths and doing something different. I mean, myself, I've had this dream my whole life to do one thing, and then my dream kind of changed to doing something else, and then that first dream came back. And I'm really trying to focus on the first dream because that's what I ultimately wanted for my life. And that was from like a young age. And then I kind of, you know, like put that on the back burner because I didn't feel that it was going to happen. But now, like, that's what I'm focused on. And so there's nobody that says that you can't do that in life is change or have one idea and go to another idea, but then go back to this idea because you felt this one was the best way. It's your life and you pave your own road. So pave it the way you want to pave it.
Yeah, you got to look at your life like a fishbowl. You know, like you got to know the fish you want to put in there. You need to understand that fish, how it eats, you know, what it needs, the pH for its pool and all that stuff. You know, so first you got to figure it out who you are, and you got to love yourself for who you are and understand yourself. Then you work on your environment and the people around you, you know, and you're going to have friends that are going to support you and friends that aren't going to support you. So just move towards those ones that support you and work on yourself first and start loving yourself. And then like your environment around all that stuff changes. You know, you can add all the different little decorations you want and all that stuff. But like first that goldfish in that bowl, you have to make sure how that's perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's like, cause we as people need, there's certain things we need to exist. We need air, water, light, and food. And then you also need human connection because there's an energy that feeds you too. It's not just physical light and sound and taste, and there's an energy and a force field around you too that also almost like cat whiskers. It helps you understand and feel things that might be dangerous to you. And some people are better with this. Like, they have this sixth sense, you know? But you got to tune into that. If you're so busy with outside stuff that you're not tuned in with who you are and what you need so you function properly, well, you need to put that stuff aside, you know?
One of the things that I want to add to that is that's something that I actually agree with wholeheartedly, is about slowing down and thinking about yourself. And it is the definition of selfish when you are thinking about yourself, but you need to be selfish sometimes. And I got to a point in my life where I was never selfish for a positive reason. And I kind of like was, I don't want to say it this way, but almost like trickling on the deep edge. And if I fell off that cliff, it would have hurt. But then I was pulled back, and I started in very much so by two friends. And I started to reanalyze everything and slow my mind down. And one of the ways that I did that is meditation. And yes, everybody meditates in many different ways. You figure out your best way of meditating. And I mean, I tried the breathing thing, and I'm actually getting to the point where the breathing thing is something I do before I go to sleep. And that kind of like calms my mind down and helps me focus and process things before I fall asleep. It also helps me get to sleep. But like, you know, art, painting, drawing, anything like that could be your meditation. So embrace and find your meditation and be a little selfish. Be a little more selfish in life. Positive selfishness is always going to help you grow and be a better person.
Well, find yourself a Gemini friend and ask them to teach you balance, because you need to be just as selfish as you are giving. You have to find that center ground. And if you apply that with every relationship and every person in your life, you can keep that balance and keep that relationship going that way. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. If they call you selfish, then that's their belief or thought. It doesn't make it true. You know, and if you are being selfish, so fucking what? You have to be sometimes, because you can't help others unless you help yourself. Find a middle ground and fuck whoever don't like it.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine I hadn't talked to in a while today. I told you about talking to Wade. Very, very good friend of mine from the past, and always have been a good friend. He has been in a relationship with this actually really pretty black girl. And her being black doesn't matter, but it kind of does, because he told me today that somebody in his family called her the N-word. And I was instantly pissed off at the person that did it, because I know who the person is that did it. And I can't stand a bitch anyway. And it just pisses me off, you know? But in this day and age, who the fuck cares what color somebody is? Why do you have to use a racist term? You're just being an ignorant fucking cunt when you act like that. You know that? Like, you don't deserve to have anybody or anything good in your life, because you are just a miserable piece of shit, and you need to go fix your fucking self. And until you fix yourself, good fucking bye. And like, he had talking about that today, and I'm like, yeah, I had to cut my family off too, because it's the same stuff. The racism. Like, I don't fucking care about that. You know, I care whether you're an asshole or a piece of shit, or a psychotic motherfucker. I do not care what color you are, or who you're dating, or who you're having sex with, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's, like, such a big thing. And it's not just with race that I've been dealing with it. It's my sexuality I've been dealing with it, where, you know, one of my jobs is, you know, they don't agree with it, so they are ignorant and they make comments and they say things like, it's literally 2021. Like, if you have a problem with something, do you not understand now? Keep your fucking mouth shut. Because I don't give a fuck what you have to say. Because I'm not going to change for you. I am who I am, and I deserve to be who I am. And that goes for race, be who you are. Sexuality, be who you are. Just fucking be who you are. People need to shut the fuck up. Sorry, I went on a rant, but they need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's just that shit pisses me off too. Like, you know, I don't usually say too much about it, to be honest. I don't say too much along the race line because I don't understand. I'm going to be the first one to tell you I don't understand. I'm a white guy. I don't fucking get it.
Well, the girl that is racist is like, she's not even that old. She's Leah's age.
Yeah.
You know, she was like one of Leah's friends. And what's fucked up about it is I've heard her say racist things before, but not the actual N-word, but like stuff that I took as her knowing she was a racist. And like, how can this day and age, you growing up, how you grew up, where you grew up, be racist? It's just horse shit. You know, like my parents tried to teach me to be racist. And I'm like, fuck you. I don't want that dumb shit. That's like Neanderthal thinking. I'm not a Neanderthal. You know, somebody's skin color is not why I'm going to hate them.
Yeah. So like, you know? I think one of the coolest things that I seen actually was on Scruff. And you know how like you put on your dating profile or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Scruff is pretty much like Tinder, to be honest. It's usually like hookups and stuff. But in there, like one of the coolest things I seen was one guy had put, I don't care what color you are. I just care about your personality. And I thought that was pretty cool. Like, because that's how it should be. You should care about the person's personality. And it doesn't matter what color they are or what nationality they are. That shouldn't matter at all. And that's all I'm going to say about it because I don't want to keep this conversation going because...
Well, a guy on Facebook or on TikTok the other day was like an older guy and some young guys had asked his, like, what would you tell the people just coming out as gay that, you know, because this guy went through like the hard stuff.
Like Stonewall and everything?
Yeah, he went through the fighting and all that and like to pave the way. Yeah. And he was like, you all, none of your relationships are working. The gay world has turned into nothing but pure sex and debauchery type thing. And it's out of control. And he's like, you're complaining that you're not finding love. He's like, that's not where you're going to find love. He's like, and you might not find love with somebody when you're dating yourself. He's like, you need to date somebody that's not you.
Oh,
you know what I mean? He's like, you need to learn to love who you are without dating you and date somebody that is not you. And it makes sense.
So I think, you know, I think one of the, I mean, and I get it. And I actually really think that's a really good tidbit of information. And I wholeheartedly believe in that too. And one of the things that I've noticed is that when you are looking for love, when you are trying to find love, you're necessarily not going to find it. You might think you found it, but that might be the shittiest fucking relationship you were ever in. You need to love yourself and love will find you. And there's a sense about, and I've noticed this, is once you start becoming more confident with who you are, and once you start loving yourself more, there's kind of like a natural energy that starts drawing people towards you. And once again, people need to be rationalized. You know, not every person is going to fit into your puzzle of life. And they might be a piece, they might not be a piece. So you have to kind of learn that and how to embrace that. And that's actually something that I'm continuing to learn is, where do these people fit in my life? And are they supposed to be there for long term? Are they supposed to be here short term? What is the reason for me bringing them into my life? Is it positive? Is it negative? If it's negative, then I need to get them away from me and cut ties with them and so on and so forth. And I think I completely just forgot exactly what the topic was. But that was good information, I think. I mean, gosh, my mind.
Yeah, I have so many TikToks, I can't find the one I'm talking about, but maybe I will, and we'll listen to it later.
We could definitely do it for your sound.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So in season three, we're going to try to do sound in episodes. We're going to do episodes where we have just the three of us on and kind of talk like we're doing
just
now.
Just the three of us. We just can make it if we try.
Just the three of us.
All right.
Yeah. So, anyways, back to what I was saying. So, we'll just, we'll have, like, just the three of us, sometimes guests, and really start digging into a lot of the stuff in our culture in this season, because I really want to try to bring up some topics that are a little uncomfortable to talk about, and some things that kind of, you know, probably should be put on the table and stuff like that. And that's really what we're looking forward to in the new season. I'm so excited. Like, literally excited for everybody to start hearing it.
Yeah.
Douglas is excited too. Don't worry for you. So, I mean, Doug and I really want to thank you guys for letting us join you for a very special bonus episode.
And, you know, I've told plenty, we tell people all the time to, like, hit us up on Messenger. Do you actually get people hitting you up? Because I never get anything.
Very, you know, like, very, very seldomly.
I would love to hear from listeners. And I would like to talk to listeners and get to know them as much as possible. I mean, I'm hoping one day we blow up and that'll be impossible. But even then, I still want to reach out and like, get to know listeners as much as I can, you know? Because, like, I just want to talk to them. Like, please hit me up on Messenger somewhere. Find me on Facebook. Message me on any of the things and I'll get it and I'll talk to you, you know?
And also another thing, too, is I just want to put this out there, too, is on the same topic as that, is, like, if you have ideas or there's something that you're, like, I think this would be really cool and kind of a big deal, like, yeah, bring that to us and let us know. Also, Doug.
We'll have your asses on.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you guys on. And also, Doug, I kind of have an idea that I want to run by you. So I'm excited to do that. And so we'll kind of see if that pans out and stuff like that. So until next time, you can follow the podcast at facebook.com/KOABDpod. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KOABDpod. If you haven't subscribed to us yet on the Purple Podcast app, go ahead and do that so you can get our episodes when they come out. So until next time, stay true.
Stay weird.
And always be
a big deal.
Yes.
As much as possible.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. We'll be right back.